Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer, dictating a nasty report on patient Willie Royal, date of birth 10/25/1954. Date of procedure is July 31st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer. Your referring physician is Dr. Salma Tabrez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, comma, questionable Cologuard positive test. Description of procedure, informed consent and pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Such malignancy or experience the patient. Patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal or cystic valve, confluence of Holt's period, terminal ileum appeared. Terminal ileum is intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, lysical valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, sudden flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, or retroflexure is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Buff Up score is graded as 6,2-2-2, fair prep with a spastic colon. Next line. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication findings. Boston Buff Up score of 6,2-2-2, fair prep with a spastic colon. Next line. Tortuous colon, next line. Terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable, next line. There were 7 sessile rectal polyps, 6 to 10 millimeters in size, and all removed with cold snare polypectomy, next line. There were 3 rectosigmoid sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters, removed with cold snare polypectomy, next line. There were 2 ascending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 7 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyp, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There were 2 10 millimeter splenic flexure sessile polyps, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 5 descending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 6 sigmoid colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 8 millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyps, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 12 millimeter pedunculated rectosigmoid sessile polyp, rectosigmoid, not sessile, delete sessile polyp, remove the hot snare polypectomy at 40 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 months. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.